Choose Your Overhead Door, authored by Linda Schmid. The best barn door is based on your lifestyle. A garage door is important to the security of your home and possessions, but with a barn dominium, its importance can be significantly heightened. There are a couple of reasons for that, including the fact that the large area you dedicate to a garage, workshop, machine shed, or party space is not only attached to your living space, but it may be used more than the average garage. Further, if you choose to add an overhead door to your living space as a movable wall, you will want to ensure that it is the best choice for you and your family. There are a number of different types of doors and materials to choose from, and we will take a look at several of your options here. Overhead door options. Sectional garage doors. These are the most common residential garage doors. They are composed of horizontal hinged panels that ride up and across an overhead track. Bifold doors. Split into two sections, the door folds in the middle, moving upward and staying clear of ceiling space. High lift vertical lift doors. These doors run on custom track systems that climb higher up the wall, ideal for spaces with high ceilings. Roll-up doors. This door is made of narrow slats that can roll up and coil above the opening. These have been very common in commercial or industrial buildings, but some people have adopted them for use on their barn doors. Glass garage doors. These doors are usually sectional doors made of aluminum and tempered glass, and they work well for bringing natural light into the room. Tilt-up canopy doors. This is a one-piece, solid door that flips outward and up. When it is raised, it forms an extension of the roof. Tilt-up retractable doors. These doors flip upward and out like the canopy doors, but they retract fully into the garage. Now let's see what benefits are associated with each type of door. These doors are versatile, working well for both garages and living spaces. They can be well insulated. In fact, these doors offer some of the best choices for energy efficiency. Look for ratings of R16 and up. If glass is incorporated in the sectional, choose low E coatings on insulated glass for better energy savings. Naturally, upgrades will cost more, but you will see energy savings over the life of the door. You can find a wide variety of aesthetics for this type of door. Everything from traditional looks, including raised panels or a carriage house design that looks like an old-fashioned barn, to modern styles like a glass and aluminum door that can achieve an industrial look or a flush design for a clean, sleek look. You can enjoy the beauty of a wood garage door, though you may have to order it custom-made. For great durability, you can opt for a heavy-duty sectional door with commercial-grade torsion springs that handle 20,000-plus cycles, reinforced hinges, and double-end stiles, the vertical metal pieces found at a section's outside edges. Uninsulated sectional doors are likely the most budget-friendly, but keep in mind that without insulation, they will not be energy efficient or much protection from hot or cold temperatures. Sectional doors with modern openers, which are UL325 compliant with safety sensors and auto reverse action, are among the safest options for children and pets. Bifold doors. Bifold doors are great for wide spans and high clearance, so they can be used for oversized garages, workshops, or barns and indoor-outdoor transitions. The heavy-duty models are usually constructed of steel or heavyweight aluminum, industrial-grade hinges, welded frames, and other sturdy components, and if well-maintained, they can last for decades. Some of these doors are built for energy efficiency, featuring the sandwich panels used in sectionals to assist in keeping the interior comfortable and energy usage down. These bifold doors may also be available in wood or composite panels for a different aesthetic. High lift, vertical lift doors. Perfect for large workshops, large equipment, or RV storage, these doors make the most of the building's interior space, leaving the ceiling open for lighting, ceiling fans, ductwork, and more. You can even place small windows above the door frame for a bit of extra light. Vertical lift doors are often made with commercial components, including high torsion springs, so they are highly durable and they operate smoothly and quietly. Like sectionals and bifold doors, these doors can be built with sandwich panels for energy efficiency. Glass doors. Glass doors are excellent at bringing the outdoors inside, even when they are closed. Allowing natural light in, they can lend an airy feeling to a living space, and they are becoming ever more popular. For greater energy savings, make sure the door you choose features low-E coatings on insulated glass. Roll-up doors. Their industrial aesthetic, combined with the minimal space that these doors require, can make them a good fit for more modern, minimalist barn doors. These doors are commercial grade and generally will stand up to 20,000 plus cycles while requiring low maintenance. Built with few parts to require repair and built to withstand a lot of use, these doors are durable. Tilt-up canopy doors. When open, these one-piece solid doors create a roof extension or shade awning. They deliver a clean aesthetic and simple design, and they can be quite budget-friendly. They are also available in wood options, which add a warm, traditional appeal. When operating this door, it swings outward and upward, so the swing area must be monitored. Motion detector systems are available to do that for you. Hydraulic canopy doors. Like the tilt-up door, this door becomes a roof extension that can function like an awning. The hydraulic version of this door is reliable, user-friendly. Many of them do not take up room inside the building when open, so they can have a nice clearance, and they do not interfere with lights, fans, or other items. The hydraulic system makes operations smoother and generally much quieter than other overhead options. The door can open fully to the outside for a very enjoyable aesthetic. Just be cognizant of the door's path of travel while operating. Ask about upgrades. If the door you are considering does not have some of the features you would like for safety, for example, sensors that see further, insulation, specific materials, or aesthetics, talk to a salesperson. Often these upgrades are possible. Other times, you may have to have a door custom made. Climate suggestions and safety considerations. For snowy regions, insulated aluminum and glass resists rusting and can handle the cold and snow while providing lovely landscape views. Steel sandwich panels consisting of two pieces of steel sandwiched by insulating polystyrene or polyurethane are durable and deliver great thermal protection and energy efficiency. They are also great noise reducers. In coastal areas, fiberglass composite resists corrosion and handles salt spray and temperature swings well. Marine-grade aluminum or aluminum with an anodized finish also withstands the salt. In arid environments, powder-coated or painted aluminum features excellent UV resistance and stands up well to heat without warping, rusting, or peeling. Fiberglass does not break down in extreme UV exposure, will not corrode, and doesn't expand or contract as much as other materials can. Wet environments are well served by powder-coated or anodized aluminum. It is rust-proof and unaffected by temperature swings. Galvanized steel with powder coating is excellent for resisting rust and UV damage. In areas that tend to experience tornadoes or hurricanes, you will want to choose impact-rated doors. A good rating for high-risk regions are plus 50 minus 50 PSF, pounds per square foot, or greater. If your barn door is in a coastal hurricane zone, look for the Miami-Dade NOA, Notice of Acceptance, or the Florida Product Approval found under the High Velocity Hurricane Zone, HVHD rating. The primary national impact standards are ASTM E1886, E1996. The classification includes level D for hurricane protection and level E or F for tornado protection. If you are using the overhead door on a tornado shelter space, it should meet the FEMA P361 and ICC 500 standard. Local codes. Some municipalities have requirements that overhead doors must meet in regard to insulation or wind resistance, so it is best to check the local codes before choosing your door. A word on garage door controllers. Controllers play a part in the smooth functioning of your overhead door as well, so you will want to check out the many options available. Some are basic, while others control various functions, such as lighting in the garage, house, and the surrounding yard, along with opening and closing the garage door. Some smart home apps allow access from your phone, tablet, or PC, yet do not expose your data. They keep your information on the device in your home, rather than storing it on the cloud. Compare functions and discover what type of control will work best for you. In closing, there are many considerations when choosing your overhead door. Your requirements based on your preferences, along with safety, energy efficiency, clearance requirements, durability, and climate needs, will assist you in narrowing your options to find the perfect door for your barn door. Overhead door resources. Schweiss Doors. Schweiss Hydraulic Doors. Kevmar Doors, Kevmar Doors, Summer USA, Summer USA, Summer USA.